This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want and join us here toll free at 855-453, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Melanie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Still to come here tonight, we'll talk about the self-taught rocket scientist who is planning to launch a rocket with himself in it, apparently, to prove that the world is flat.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Certainly sounds that way. But first, speaking of people who've died, you have a story, Melanie, about a sex slave, or former sex slave, who freed herself from captivity, apparently, by murdering the...
Well, no, she didn't murder anybody.
By killing in self-defense, perhaps, the man who was keeping her in slavery. But she's now been charged with murder, has she not? Because she's been...
She's been convicted and sentenced to life.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was sold as a sex slave while she was still underage. She was 16, I think, when she got out, then to just go back into jail. She was sold by a pimp.
The person who was keeping her as a sex slave was like a former military person?
So the guy who, quote, bought, because you can't really buy people, her, was former military. He was a current real estate agent. She was sold by, what is this guy's name? Because it was a ridiculous name. Or not a real name, but a street name.
She was sold by some sort of slave.
She was sold by some sort of pimp, slave, trafficker type person.
Yeah. Someone named Fourth and Main.
Yeah, I don't know if it really matters what the person's name is.
So she killed the guy who was holding her and repeatedly raping her.
Yeah.
And so then she got convicted and sentenced to life in prison. She will be eligible for parole. Okay, yeah, she was 16 at the time. She'll be eligible for parole when she's 67.
I mean, it's just a horrifying story.
What state is this in?
Tennessee.
Wow.
And all of this was brought into the trial. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, the pimp's name, or the sex trafficker's name was Cutthroat.
Cutthroat. Sounds like a lovely... gentlemen. Anyway, so she's convicted of murder.
Yes.
She's going to prison. She's how old now? 18?
Well, the trial was 16 at the time, so the trial has already gone and then it's made the news. I don't think it's...
So she's 17 or 18 probably at this point. Regardless of how old she was, I mean, anybody being sold into sex slavery is...
It's
terrible. I mean, how can this even happen to where somebody who's being held captive, somebody who's being raped multiple times, then somehow manages to get the upper hand against somebody who probably outweighed her or whatever and, you know, had physical dominance over her. She somehow managed to get the upper hand and offed the guy. How is it that that... can
that
result in a conviction?
Implicitly be self-defense. Absolutely.
You know, is there any detail as far as like what the judge said or the jury?
I mean,
or like
unless
kind of...
she freed herself and then came back to kill him.
I don't care if she did. Like,
well, maybe
that would
but
be
there's...
different
okay,
legally.
So the case was back in 2004.
Oh, this is old. This is an old case.
Yeah.
Why is it in the news now, or is it just somebody posted an old story now? Because sometimes that happens.
No, it's in the news. It was published the 16th of 2007, November.
Uh-huh.
So it looks, they made it sound like, and I didn't look up the Tennessee statutes, but they made it sound like had she been tried today, she would have been looked at as the victim. She also could have...
Why would it have been so different in 2004?
They're talking about a lot of laws that were changed that still need to be changed in some cases. Where
they probably had a duty
child,
to retreat.
No, the child sex traffic child was actually not considered the victim, but was considered a co-conspirator.
Oh my.
So she also could have been in trouble for that, although it looks like they just, you know, just.
And there have been a lot of changes in self-defense laws over the recent decade or two, mm-hmm. going from where most states had a duty to retreat standard in self-defense and have gone towards
standard ground.
Well, she's being held as a slave at this dude's house. How much more are you going to retreat?
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's really where this is absurd that she would be convicted of this. And
so, but she's been in prison now for 12, 13 years?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
It sounds like she needs a good legal team on her side.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this. She should ask for a pardon or something like this. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy story. I can't imagine that the average person, when being presented with this, could possibly, you know, consider convicting this girl.
Yeah, and it looks like all this was in the trial. It's not like it was withheld from the jury or anything where they just... All the jury heard was that she killed him.
Right.
All of this was in the trial.
They knew she was a sex slave.
They convicted her anyway.
Maybe it's just because it's Tennessee or something like that. Bible Belt or what? I don't know.
I don't either. This is just sounds crazy. I mean, are there any, you know, lawyers working on her behalf right now?
Yeah, what got this into the news now? What's the girl's name? Does it say? Just curious to see if we can maybe dig up some more information about
it. I don't know how to pronounce this. Sonoda, maybe, Brown?
So she's got a foreign-sounding name.
Is that with an S?
Yeah, if you could spell it.
With a C. C-Y-N-T-O...
Yeah, I never would have guessed that.
I-A.
All right. So we'll see if we can learn a little bit more about this situation. It's just absolutely horrible. Teen killer's story inspires push to change Tennessee law. This is one of the headlines I see here. This from last year. 16-year-old Cyntoia Brown was arrested in 2004 for the murder of a 43-year-old man, tried as an adult, and sentenced to life. Filmmaker Dan Berman followed her case from Nashville's trial to her incarceration. And then they go on to... tell her story. When she was just 16, Cyntoia Brown climbed into a pickup truck on Murfreesboro Pike with a stranger, drove to his home, got into his bed, then shot him in the back of the head with a .40 caliber handgun as he lay naked beside her. Brown, now 28, is serving a life sentence at the Tennessee Prison for Women for the murder of Johnny Mitchell Allen, 43-year-old Nashville real estate agent. She'll be eligible for parole sometime after her 69th birthday. Brown has never denied her crime. She has said that she was forced into prostitution by a violent boyfriend. She believed the man who picked her up was reaching for his gun when she killed him. She said, "I shot him. I executed him." Shortly after the crime. But Brown's life sentence and the practice of sentencing young people to a lifetime behind bars for even the most heinous of crimes has drawn increased scrutiny in Tennessee and nationwide as a wave of scientific studies shows that adolescents lag behind adults in development of the parts of the brain that regulate aggression, abstract thinking, and long-term planning. Other research has shown the impact of early childhood traumas on brain development. Now, before this goes on here... that description is a whole lot different than what I thought about, right? Like when I heard what was being described earlier, I'm thinking this girl was imprisoned by this man for some period of time in a dungeon or something.
So I don't know which one of those is true.
This story,
Wikipedia says that this cutthroat fellow, on Wikipedia they say that cutthroat was her abusive pimp,
mm-hmm.
and the person that she shot was this fellow Johnny Allen, who had been one of her Johns that picked her up. So they were two separate people.
That's correct. Well, that much
I don't really have that much of a problem with that either. I mean, I don't know how you don't know that the particular prostitute that you're renting is underage and non-voluntary, how that passes you up. I don't understand.
If we had legalized prostitution, then it'd be something where you could have... You know, regulation or licensing or some means.
Okay, well, you don't need regulation or licensing. You need to stand there and look at the person, and they're... No, you can't tell the difference between somebody who's being held against their will
and somebody who's
engaging in a trade.
Yeah, there should be. It should
be pretty
clear.
At them.
I mean, it's probably clear that this person who was the I guess, the captor, that he knew he was buying a sex slave. That's probably
right.
So
then he needed to die, and he died, and it's all problem solved. You know, thank you to her for removing him from the planet.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But again, you know, all we have is her word on this, right? Maybe she wasn't a sex slave.
How you get naked in your bed with a 16-year-old who has a pimp in an innocent situation is kind of beyond me.
All right, well, let's talk about it. Coming up here, it's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You got taxes you want to get done? You want to have somebody who's an actual anarchist as your accountant? Well, we've got one. Maybe the only one. She's Melanie. And, Melanie, your website, folks can access at tax.freetalklive.com, although we've actually been having some redirect issues with our website, so it might behoove us to actually give out the real web URL, even though it's a little bit a little more obtuse. We'll give that here in just a moment. But briefly, you offer services for individuals. You offer services for small businesses. Do you take on larger businesses as well, or is it, would you prefer just kind of a mom-and-pop style, you know, small business kind of thing?
I mean, as long as it's not, I don't feel like I'm adequate to take, you know, like Walmart or Amazon or anything
right.
like that, but, I mean...
A business with 50 employees? A business
oh, yeah,
with,
that's, I mean, that's still really considered a small business.
Okay.
So, yeah, so...
So you're fine with corporations, as long as they're not too big.
Well, most people shouldn't be organized that way. If you're organized as a corporation, you might want to call me and see if you should be organized as a corporation.
So you can consult on the best forms of organization
yeah.
and reorganization and how to...
Yeah, most people I would work with would really be LLC or S-Corp, or at least they should be
okay.
for the most part. Yeah, I mean, if it's like a multi-international corporation, I probably can't handle that, but... But if you're running a company, then it's probably something I can handle.
All right, cool. Good to know. And so you can do whether it's bookkeeping or accounting or tax preparation at the end of the year or the beginning of next year, you can help folks with that. If you've got a company, now's the time to start reaching out to Melanie and ask for her help for end-of-the-year preparations in preparation for the filing in 2018. She's wants to stick it to the state as much as possible and make sure you get as much to take home as you possibly can. So if you want to maximize your take home, you want to get in touch with Melanie. Again, normally you can go to tax.freetalklive.com, and depending on your browser, that might work. But you can also go to bookkeeping-and-taxes.com. So that's bookkeeping-and-taxes.com to reach Melanie's tax preparation service. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about this disturbing story in Tennessee with Cyntoia Brown, who, when she was 16, apparently killed a man, Johnny Allen, 43-year-old Nashville real estate agent, former military, who had ostensibly not kidnapped her, but had continued to participate
well,
in her
yeah,
kidnapping.
He did.
He allowed her kidnapping to continue.
I doubt that the pimp was in the room.
Probably not. Somebody pimped her out to this guy, and during the time when she was in his bed, she managed to get her whole hand on a .40 caliber handgun as he was naked beside her and blew him away, shot him in the back of the head. She's now spending the rest of her life, basically, until her late 60s.
Well, and that's when she's eligible for parole, based on what I read, her out date is.
Thank you for that that clarification. Now, originally, the description from the first story we were reading made it sound like she was in sex slavery with this person for a while, but it sounds to me from the Tennessean story that it was the same night that she was delivered to this guy.
Yeah, those stories are very different.
Now, yeah.
It doesn't make that big of a difference to me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, if you're in slavery for a decade or slavery for a year, it's still slavery or slavery for a week. Yeah. But one is certainly more severe than the other.
I think there's a difference between, like, two guys showing up and a girl being pulled out of a van tied up versus a girl who hangs out on the corner as a prostitute on a regular basis where she doesn't have her pimp, you know, holding on to her in every moment. I think there's definitely a qualitative difference there. And, you know, both may be getting exploited, but the nature of the relationship and so, you know, your neighborhood prostitute may not feel like, you know, she may not seem like she's a prisoner because she's just standing there in the corner and there's nobody around there keeping her there.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you're going to say, you know, she's being kept in the exploitation through addiction to drugs that are being supplied by the pimp or whatever.
That happens.
Then, yeah, definitely happens.
Okay, but somebody finding themselves in a situation that they don't like, that they may or may not have got themselves into, and taking a job that they don't want is different than going and rounding up a bunch of underage people and forcing them into prostitution.
Absolutely.
Which is not, it's not even prostitution at that point. At that point, it's just rape.
Just slavery.
And serial raping them are two different things.
Yep.
And that seems to be the case here. Like, how do you not know? How do you not know this person kind of looks like they really don't want to be here?
Well, and that's why I'm, you know, making the differences, because, you know, I read the Wikipedia article on this case, and it seems to not reflect what you had originally said. And so I think, you know, I'm not sure whether anybody has got an accurate picture of
what happened.
Of what actually happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Melanie. If you're in a situation like that, it would seem pretty clear. Like, if this guy bought a prostitute, or what he thought was a regular prostitute, and then she wasn't, like, very eager or whatever, acting as though she were appreciative right. of getting the business or whatever. And I'm not saying all prostitutes would necessarily be that way. I'm sure some of them are more friendly than others. Not that I know anything about that. But, you know, so there's some speculation here on my part. If you
okay,
know more,
I don't know much about the pimp's life.
Yeah. But, yeah, you would think that somebody would be aware that they were dealing with somebody who wasn't consenting in that case. So presumably that's what this guy wanted, right? That he called up, what was his name? Cutthroat, who was the alleged pimp in this case, was contacted by Johnny Allen specifically to bring him someone that is not consenting to the whole process. So, yeah, I would agree with you. It probably would be somewhat obvious that this wasn't your typical
prostitute. If those are the conditions, it's pretty obvious.
And if she is being forced into something against her will, then she absolutely has a right to defend herself in that situation, which is why I just can't understand why a jury could have looked at this case and said, yep, that's
murder.
Well,
based on the article I read and the article you read, the jury was told two very different things. So we don't then know what the jury was actually told. Because based on what I was read, they were told everything. You just said that she wasn't allowed, or it was encouraged not to testify, which is the only way that would really come in.
Right.
Because the other witness is dead.
That's a great point. Well, then this article goes on to just sort of talk about juveniles and court rulings and being let out early. So it doesn't really go too much further into this. But there is a documentary film that was produced over at PBS. That's called Me Facing Life, Centoya's Story. So if you wanted to get more information about her and what ostensibly happened, I bet you there's some in that documentary.
I sure is.
Yeah. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Hopefully she does get another chance. It's been more than a decade now since she's been behind bars for this so-called crime. It would seem that some level of compassion should probably be shown, but then again, we're talking about the state here, and they're not really known for showing compassion towards people who could use it.
Maybe Trump can grab her apart.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got time for you if you want to join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll-free here to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Melanie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the Rocket Man, who is planning to launch his own rocket high enough to where he'll be able to prove once and for all that the world is flat, according to him. It's apparently a true story. It's on the AP. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico first, though. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, I was wandering around on the west side today, and I got to see the brand-new ART buses being in training. So it's going to be completed next January. But we got like 2 more months to be completed. But I seen the new buses, and it looks great. Great color, all electric.
Well, how many millions of dollars was spent on this boondoggle?
Well, you know, the bus stops are just so gorgeous with the fancy rooftop. I think it's just
justifies it entirely.
Well, have you seen pictures of it? I mean, it's just...
Okay, but you're not giving us any relevant information. The quality you're telling us about transportation is that it's aesthetic. That is entirely irrelevant.
How many new riders is the bus system seeing? And
well, it hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Well, a number of years ago, I did a study of mass transit systems when I lived in Seattle, and because they were considering a light rail project. And I found that any time a metropolitan area considered one of these projects and they eventually built it, they always overestimated the number of eventual new riders by about 50%, and they underestimated the eventual cost by about 50%. And I figured out that essentially for each new rider on these mass transit systems, you could have bought each one of them
their own car,
a new BMW each and every year for the next 40 years.
Wow. According to the Wikipedia article about the Albuquerque Rapid Transit, which is what Sarah's calling about, according to current plans, the ART is expected to cost $119 million, with federal funds covering about 84% of that, over $100 million of it being paid for by everybody else outside of Albuquerque.
Well,
aren't you guys gonna come
I hope
by
you enjoy
busy?
My bus.
No, I have no intention whatsoever to visit New Mexico at any point. There would have to be some sort of reason for me to go there, like maybe a Bitcoin conference that wanted to hire us to come down there and broadcast from there. That would give me a reason.
Yeah,
to go.
I need a good reason to leave the state, and I don't even think a conference is a good enough reason.
And Albuquerque, there's actually some, if you're a rock climber, there's some fantastic cliffs to the east of Albuquerque. When I was in the military, I was stationed in New Mexico for a time in eastern New Mexico.
Huh.
And I loved rock climbing in the Lincoln Range there, that's just to the east of Albuquerque. So
well,
in terms
it's good. It's a lot better now, and I've seen the lamps on the sidewalk. It's awesome, like a really bright light all along Central. So, you know, all the crack motels.
Nothing's more exciting to Sarah than a big government boondoggle. Boy, look at all that money they spent. Boy, they got lights and trolleys and
boy.
Hey, thanks, Sarah,
but
for the call
know,
tonight. What?
Yeah.
What? Huh? What? Huh? Oh, she hung up.
Oh, well.
Toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. And for those who don't know, this rapid transit thing she's been blathering about for a while is basically a huge boondoggle to destroy Route 66, which is a main, you know, kind of historic road down there, and essentially put in a destroy three lanes of traffic in order to put in one bus lane in the middle of the road, basically.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And spend $119 million, at least, to do it. Because as you pointed out, Mike, whenever the government predicts a cost, they're almost always underestimating what the actual finished price is going to end up being. And then, of course, all the businesses on Route 66 that basically, you know, have to lose business while all that construction is going on. Because even though they're open, you know, the average person doesn't want to try to figure out how to pull off the road or, you know, find the back, the you know, other parking lot that they need to park into in order to go and actually patronize the business that is on the side of that street. So it's always a detriment whenever these construction projects go on to anybody that's, you know, trying to make a living there.
The whole what about the roads argument is just one of the most hilarious ones that statists make about justifying the existence of government.
Why is that?
Well, it's because you don't need government to have roads. You know,
it didn't used to be that way.
Yeah. Here in New Hampshire, the 80 original state highways that we have now were originally created as private turnpike toll roads.
Mm.
And they were eventually all
snatched
up by the state. But, you know, all the commerce in the state traveled over those roads, completely privately owned back in the day.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We have Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, with all the negativity and everything that's going on, and, you know, I'm surprised that, you know, this is this week is we're celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess for some people, I guess it's important. But
Robert, can you do me a favor?
I wanted to say that
you. Can you do me a favor and just back off your phone a little bit? It's a little bit too loud for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, why don't I do this?
That's a little better.
Take myself off the speakerphone. Is that better?
Oh, that's always better. Yeah, speakerphone just ruins phone calls on the radio. So, yeah, that's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I apologize.
That's all.
I was alluding to, you know, Thanksgiving Day. I guess it's important to some people, and you know, there's a lot of people that are out there that, you know, that are homeless and you know, don't have nowhere to go and stuff like that, and you know. Some of these people that can go to some of the local churches or if you're on the Vermont side, over in Brattleboro, they're going to have, in the building that's called the Strolling of the Heifers. And what they do is they set up rows of tables with all kinds of Thanksgiving Day, you know, turkey and pies and all kinds of food. And, you know, different people can come in and eat for free. It's fantastic.
Well, that is very nice that this is a time of year when people will come together to support their fellow humans with delicious foods. I know that the Shire Sharing thing happened over the weekend, which is a charity here in New Hampshire that a bunch of libertarians assist with. They deliver Thanksgiving meals to all kinds of purportedly hungry folks. I think some of the people who received them probably, you know, are doing just fine based on the deliveries that I've done for them in the past. But it's still a nice gesture to be involved in, and it's nice that there are those options out there for people who may not have family left or may have left their family. You know, they live in an area perhaps where their family's very far away, so it could be cost prohibitive to get back to wherever they are. And we've actually seen that within the activist movement here as well. And thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. We've seen that that sort of generosity here within the libertarian community. I know there are usually sort of activist Thanksgivings at various different places across New Hampshire where people who, let's say they moved here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, they don't have anywhere to go. Well, because their family's not here.
Yeah.
There are activists who are putting together those sorts of things for people to come to.
Up in the Lebanon area, there's a bunch of us that have started doing things on Friday right after Thanksgiving. We call it Friendsgiving.
There you go.
So, you know, friends coming together who may not either have family or to, you know, have friends who don't have family to bring them in to create that sort of community.
Coming up here in moments, Mark Edge, who's our normal co-host, he is gone, and he'll be gone probably for about the next month, from what I understand. But he is going to continue producing his Edgington Post podcast series that has now become part of sort of the end of Free Talk Live on some nights. So we're actually going to play an interview of his. We'll talk about the Rocket Man here on another night, but he interviewed Jim Bovard recently. So we're going to play some of that for you coming up here. And if you want to hear the full interview, you'll be able to hear that on our podcast download later on tonight at freetalklive.com. More coming up in moments.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately?
We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
All right, welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is a special interview with Jim Bovard from the Foundation for the Future of Freedom Foundation. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Sure. Jim, I would list all of the places that you've written for and all of the books that we've done, but I have a very limited time.
Okay. That's a good solution.
let's suffice to say, you are a large voice in the liberty communities. That's all right?
Well, that's kind. Thank you.
today, as a matter of fact, you had some kind of article that went postal there about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I had an article that was an article in The Hill last night went live on whether Trump's liberal critics had become unhinged.
They seem like they're really. When I see on Facebook, I see that a certain amount of sort of breathlessness, like this is it, we're going to get him.
Well, and it's unfortunate because Trump does pose real perils to our rights and liberties. And it would be good if people could simmer down and look at the real threats instead of, instead of literally going out and shouting at the sky, as a lot of his opponents did last week to protest the anniversary of his election. Not all of Trump's opponents are unhinged, but many of them, seem to have missed their medicine.
So, what are they doing? What is this article about? What are they doing?
This is an article that talks about how since Trump became president, many liberals have become more authoritarian. The Washington Post recently had an article with 38 ideas on how to fix democracy. Among the ideas was to bring in censorship, to bring in conscription, to force all young people to spend 3 years serving in AmeriCorps or the military, to greatly increase taxation and confiscation, and to put government on a pedestal. And this is a basic problem. Many of the people who are opposed to Trump are people who want to put government on a pedestal. And part of the reason that they hate Trump is that Trump shows that it's a bad idea to put any president on a pedestal.
Sure is.
It's not like he's a philosopher king. He has done lots of things that made even some of his supporters cringe. But our entire system of government now is structured so people are basically almost encouraged to put vast faith, if not blind faith, in the commander in chief. And that's a very bad presumption and very bad habit.
I can't say that Trump's my personal favorite. I mean, if I look at all the people that were running for president in the primaries, there's quite a handful of them that I would have picked over Donald Trump. Even just the ones that chose to run a campaign, I'd much rather have you as president than Donald Trump.
I don't think I passed the background check.
Right, me either. but then again, neither did he.
That's true. That's true. I mean, some of those audio tapes were like, holy Shazam.
Indeed.
But it's, you know, it was sad that Rand Paul did not run a better campaign. He's someone who would be a far better president on the vast majority of issues, but there's a lot of reasons to be happy that Hillary Clinton is not president.
Yeah, I must say she was at the very bottom of my list. The second to the bottom of my list was Donald Trump.
I can say
I'm happy about the Gorsuch nomination, and that's it.
My impression is that Trump has nominated a lot of good federal judges. All of them, but
I haven't gone through the entire list.
Coming down there, there's a number of things he's done. He's cut back on some of the regulations. I think it was good to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord that Obama tried to jam down America's throats. It's good that Trump doesn't have the instinctive hatred of the Second Amendment that Hillary Clinton had and a lot of other Democrats have. So, you know, those are blessings. Not enough, but, you know, eh.
What does one do? Many people feel motivated to do something. They see the tweeter-in-chief, messing with North Korea and things like that, and they want to do something. And what apparently they do is run off to Facebook and spout off about how bad he is. What do you think people should do?
Well, I mean, there are ways to make your voice known. There are ways to push back intelligently. There is no silver bullet, basically, because the system works on elections, and the folks who dislike Trump were outvoted by the folks who liked him in, in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And so Trump had enough electoral college votes to win. But it's important for people to pay attention and to protest in numerous ways when Trump or any other president threatens their rights and liberties.
I want you to reach deep down where the sun doesn't shine and pull a percentage number out of there that what do you think the chances are that Trump's going to see some kind of impeachment? Because people really want that.
As far as numbers, I could throw out a number. It would be more bogus than most of the stuff I throw out.
Yeah. But it's just a guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it probably hinges on whether the GOP can maintain control of the House of Representatives in the next year's November elections.
Yeah.
There were vast numbers of Democrats who were ready to impeach Trump on the day after he won the election, even before he was
appointed. Right. The numbers haven't changed, the people that were willing to impeach him the day after.
You know, it's a point I make in the article there in the Hill is that, there were folks that wanted to impeach him no matter what he's done or what he hasn't done. My impression is that this fixation on Russia is mostly BS. I mean, there were probably some. It's strange how a lot of the media is claiming that Facebook swung the election with ads like Hillary, squaring off to punch Jesus. You know, there was a small number of Russian ads. Many of them were goofy. And yet we have this notion that yet the media is encouraging us to believe that Russian intervention made Trump president. And from everything I've read, that's complete BS.
Yeah, the Democrats lost the election when they let Hillary stack the deck in the DNC. They lost it years ago, and you know, they wanted so badly to have the first woman president, and they were willing to take, this person who has just disliked roundly here in the United States, and try to shove her down our throats, and it just didn't work. They tried every trick in the book. She tried every trick in the book, and that was the result of the election. I'm not saying Donald Trump makes me happy. But I can tell you that Americans just don't like it when you try to cheat.
Well, and Hillary Clinton had a long record of that going back decades.
Yeah.
And I think if the Democrats had nominated Joe Biden, Biden would have won without too much trouble. Biden would have carried Pennsylvania, for instance. But the fix was in. The fix was in, and lots of people in the media were happy to be part of that fix. And it's sad to see so many people still claiming that it was the Russians when Hillary Clinton and her, brain trust did far more than anybody else to sabotage her chances of winning.
So Biden, we will get to your. I really want to talk about your book, Freedom Fraud, and we'll get
to it. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But Biden, you brought something up here. Right now, America is on the warpath, trying to find the guys that have talked inappropriately to women or young people in the past. And Joe Biden has probably more than any other man in America, just a whole bunch of pictures out there where he's grabbing women inappropriately with a big smile on his face. I gotta wonder whether in the next go around here, whether I don't think he can even, he even has a chance.
Yeah, it's a whole different question for the next go around versus the last go around. The scoring on those things has changed in the last few months. And if the current scoring had been used last year, then Biden would have been disqualified because of that.
Yeah.
But if you see how many folks were still putting Bill Clinton on a pedestal last year, it's like, yeah, well, I mean,
Hang on just one second, Jim. I want to hear the rest of what you've got to say about the wave of sex scandals, but we're up against the clock here on the radio. Folks, you can hear the rest of this interview by going to archives.freetalklive.com and just look for the date of this show. It'll be right there at the end. Thank you for listening, and hear the rest of it at archives.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.